Israel steps up attacks on the Gaza Strip, causing more deaths and destruction. Sunday was the bloodiest of Israel's five-day bombing campaign that has brought the total number of fatalities to 77. The death toll is expected to keep rising as Tel Aviv prepares to launch a ground incursion into the besieged territory. Palestinian missiles and rockets are still targeting Israeli cities, including the capital Tel Aviv. At least 20 people have been wounded in attacks on Ashkelon and Ofakim. Palestinians say the strikes are in retaliation to Israel's deadly attacks on Gaza. Three Israelis have been killed in Palestinian attacks since Wednesday. Fresh demonstrations are held worldwide to condemn Israel's ongoing attacks on the Gaza Strip. Demonstrators have chanted slogans against Israel and demanded the liberation of Palestine. Protesters in some countries have set Israeli flags on fire. In Pakistan, the effigy of U.S. President Barack Obama was also burned. Britain's foreign secretary has warned Israel against launching a ground invasion of the Gaza Strip. William Hague says such an operation would cost Tel Aviv international support and sympathy. This is despite rallies being held in many countries to protest Israel's deadly attacks on the besieged coastal enclave. There are growing fears of a confrontation between Iraqi armed forces and Kurdish soldiers. This after a recent skirmish between the two sides in a disputed area. The central government in Baghdad and the semi-autonomous Kurdistan region are at odds over a number of issues, including oil production and land. Syria has condemned France's decision to host a foreign-backed opposition ambassador. Syrian National Reconciliation Minister Ali Haider said Paris is acting like a hostile nation against Syria. France is the first Western state to recognize the newly formed opposition National Coalition as the sole representative of the Syrian people. Israel's fired artillery into Syria, reportedly killing Syrian soldiers. Tel Aviv claims the attack was in response to shootings from the Syrian side in the occupied Golan Heights. Tel Aviv threatened Damascus with tough measures after a mortar shell from Syria fell inside Israel a few days ago. And Iran hosts a meeting on the Syrian National Dialogue. Iran's foreign minister, Ali Akbar Salehi, says participants have rejected all forms of foreign intervention in Syria. Salehi also says Tehran supports any proposal that could lead to a peaceful resolution of the ongoing crisis there.